how do you get around the stigma of PTSD? Patty, tell your story about talking to the police officers on the street.
I knew that the budget in the city was awful, and that I had heard that the first people who would be offered jobs in the police force, in hospitals, like if they'd been medics, were vets. He looked at me and he said, and this is a vet. He was in the Vietnam War. He said to me, and frankly, we're worried because what if they flip from their PTSD? So there's like this double-edged sword of raising the level of public awareness about PTSD, and yet they give it this dramatic Fort Hood vibe rather than what you're talking about.
So what's your reaction to that, that pressure of not wanting people to know because you might not get a, be able to get a job?
I mean, I'm open to a point about my PTSD just because if I have a job when I'm working there, if I have a reaction, if I have, you know, if I get angry with someone, I want the people that I work with to understand. But in response to what the police officer said, I mean, really, who's to say Joe Schmo from the street that they hired isn't going to flip and turn crazy? It's not PTSD that makes us bad.
If you get counseling outside the Veterans Administration, is it more private so that it's private counseling, not on your record?
Yes, I go into the VA, and yes, I go into the mental health section, but I don't feel like a stigma because everybody's there for some reason.
And you don't have to tell them about your PTSD if you don't want to.
Good.
And they cannot just not hire you because of your disability, because of the ADA. And like Alicia said, anybody can have PTSD. It's not because you went to war why you have PTSD. Anybody on the street can have it for many of other reasons.
First of all, thank you for saying that. That's what we wanted to hear somebody say, not us. It's absolute violation of ADA. And believe me, we both live in Lower Manhattan, and we can tell you, you don't have to have gone to war to have PTSD.
Right.
Everybody I know who's lost friends or their kids lost friends, parents.
9/11?
Yeah. I mean, this is a town that is littered with PTSD, possibly the two ladies talking to you included.